Hey, 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 welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I'm happy to be your host for today. Where would you like to go? Where do you like to travel with friends? Have you ever been to Singapore? The name of today's lesson is Singapore, Bringing Friends Together. So we're going to learn about someone's adventures in Singapore. That's right, Rebecca's adventures in Singapore. And she's going to share with us all about that today. What did she see? What did she do? What did she eat? And what can you do while in Singapore? Let's find out.
Singapore, bringing friends together. Seeing Singapore like a Singaporean. No matter where you live, you are bound to meet friends from different cultures. So what happens when friends from different cultural backgrounds hit Singapore? You have an adventure. We viewed Singapore from the skies on the Singapore Flyer, the world's second tallest observation wheel. We also spent an entire day on Sentosa Island, trying to stay dry because of the rain. Despite the weather, we soared through the air on a zip line and fed fish at the aquarium. We topped off the day with a picture next to a pink dolphin and a ride on the luge.
Welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 bound 这个形容词。bound 是指肯定的或必然的。如果在 bound 的后面加上不定词 to， 再加上动词，表示某一件事情必然会发生。例如 ，If you keep working late and eating junk food like this, you're bound to suffer in the future。如果你继续这样工作到很晚又吃垃圾食品，你将来一定会受苦。或者是 although the couple has many obstacles to overcome, they are bound to be together. 虽然这对情侣之中有很多的困难得克服，但是他们是注定要在一起的。继续我们看的是 luge 这个名词，注意 u 在这里是念长音的 u， 念成 luge。luge 是指没有舵的雪橇，使用者是用仰卧的姿势来驾驶。例如 ,all the teams for the luge race are now waiting at the starting line. 仰卧滑行雪橇竞赛的所有队伍现在都在起跑点等候。或者是 ,the luge was made of a high-tech, low-weight material that made it easy to control. 这个雪橇是用高科技的轻质材料制作的，让它容易操控。
Well, this is exciting, Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about your trip to Singapore.
We are, and I'm actually very excited about it, Gabe, because Singapore was definitely an amazing, amazing, amazing trip.
Well, I'm sure something that made it so amazing was the fact that you went with some good friends, right?
Well, of course. And actually, that is the title of the lesson, Singapore, Bringing Friends Together.And one thing that I thought was really cool is the fact that there were several of us from different cultural backgrounds and we all came together and we hit Singapore.
You hit Singapore. Ah, yes. You went to Singapore.
We went to Singapore.
Enjoyed Singapore. And you wrote here, seeing Singapore like a Singaporean. So I'm guessing that one of your friends was from Singapore.
You are absolutely right. Yes, our tour guide, who is also my friend, she was our tour guide. And she's from Singapore.
And she is. And you wrote here, no matter where you live, you are bound to meet friends from different cultures. That is true, especially today, right?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And you said, so what happens when friends from different cultural backgrounds hit Singapore?Well, what about that phrase, what happens when? Mm-hmm. You weren't sure what was going to happen?
Well, I mean, I knew that we were going to go to Singapore. I knew that we were going to have fun. Mm-hmm. But this was just kind of a fun phrase to make you think, what happens when different people from different cultural backgrounds come together and travel to Singapore? Because maybe you don't know exactly what's going to happen.
That's right. But Rebecca did. If you asked this question, you probably have an answer in mind. And Rebecca's answer was, you have an adventure. Now, she did go with people from different cultural backgrounds. But Rebecca,
yeah,
it looks like you're the only Caucasian here. Are they not all from Singapore?
No, we only have one Singaporean. And then I, of course, am from America. Then I had another friend from America. But Taiwanese descent, and then we had some Taiwanese people all over the place.
Nice. Okay, truly many different cultural backgrounds. Well, we read about something you can do in Singapore. There is the world's second tallest observation wheel. Stephen can have something they'd like to share about this word tall, or should it be high? Let's go to the info cloud.
Let's find out.
The two synonyms, high and tall, overlap in meaning, but that doesn't mean we can casually exchange one word for the other. For example, we would never say a basketball player is 2 meters high. For people, we always use the word tall.
Okay, how about when we're talking about inanimate objects like mountains? Well, geographers like to make this distinction. Tall refers to the distance from the mountain's base to its peak. High, on the other hand, indicates its altitude in the sky.
With this in mind, let's look at three ways geographers measure the height of mountains.
Okay, the first is the most well-known, measuring a mountain's height from sea level. Of course, Mount Everest is the winner here.
Strangely, there's a mountain in Ecuador that's shorter than Everest, yet its peak reaches further into the sky. How can that be? Well, if we measure from the center of the Earth to its peak, Mount Chimborazo is higher due to the Earth bulging out at the equator.
And finally, if we measure mountains from base to peak, Hawaii's Mauna Kea, at over 10,000 meters tall, is the clear winner. But most of that mountain is under the sea.
如果要形容一座很高的山, 我们应该用哪一个形容词? High还是tall? 其实都可以。 但如果你是一个geographer, 地理学家, 那high跟tall就有差别咯。 High是指一座山的海拔, 全世界最high的山是 Mount Everest, 圣母峰, 那是因为它的高度是从海平面算起。 Tall呢, 是指从山脚算起的高度。 依照这个基准, 世界上最tall的山是高度超过1万公尺, 在夏威夷的茂纳凯阿火山。 但这座山绝大多的部分是在海底。 除了这两个基准, 还有一个算法, 就是从地心算起。 如果是这样算, 厄瓜多的钦博拉索山的高度, 其实比圣母峰还要高。 这是因为地球自转的离心力, 使地球成为一个上下有点扁的球体。 因此呢, 钦博拉索山虽然不是地表上最高的山, 却因为它的位置, 正处在赤道上而成为地球表面上离地心最远的地方。这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Well, Gabe, boy, you are really high.
Yes. No. Trust me, Rebecca, I'm not high right now. I am tall.
Oh, right.
That's
okay.
The word.
Okay, well, continuing with our lesson. Yes. Talking about my experience to Singapore, we read, we also spent an entire day on Sentosa Island trying to stay dry because of the rain. And you know, Gabe, it actually was really funny.
What?
Because it was raining so hard.
And really?
We were trying to stay dry, But it's difficult to stay dry when it's raining.
Wait, how can you enjoy your trip to Singapore when it rains the whole time?
Well, no, no, no. It didn't rain the whole time, just when we were on Sentosa Island. Oh. But the beautiful thing is that we went to an aquarium when it rained.
Oh.
And then we were fine. And that's inside.
Oh, inside. Right.
Yeah.
But you also mentioned that you soared through the air on a zip line. Was that inside or outside?
Oh, no, that was outside, Gabe. We started up on this, like, really high hill, and we went down straight toward the ocean.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It was remarkable.
Well, you can go on a zip line in Singapore, friends. You can also do what Rebecca did. She said she topped off the day with a picture next to a pink dolphin. Now, hold on a second.
Yes.
Let's take a look at this phrase, to top off. What did you mean by that, Rebecca?
Well, when you top something off, this just means that you make something complete or it's more satisfying. So even though our day was wonderful at Sentosa, the best part for me was standing next to that pink dolphin and getting my picture taken.
Now, I want to see a picture of this.
Oh,
did you really?
Oh, right there.
Rebecca.
Uh-huh.
No, this is photoshopped.
Absolutely not, Gabe. Huh? No, that is a real pink dolphin, and it's giving me a kiss.
That is so cute. Well, you really did take a picture. You got to see a pink dolphin up close. I want to do that.
Yes, and it was so cool because there was a large audience, and I was chosen to go up and touch the dolphin.
That is so cool. So that's a great end to a great day. You topped off the day by doing something exciting like this. And we also read that you rode on the luge. Now, we did learn about luge a few months ago. This is what it looks like. So you went down the luge.
Absolutely. And it was really, really cool.
All right. Well, friends, we do have more to learn. But right now, we want you to stay.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about my personal experience to Singapore. Yes, this was the first time I had ever gone to Singapore, and it definitely was a very exciting experience, especially when I got to take a picture next to a pink dolphin. Well, friends, we are going to continue learning about my experience. So let's get started with our next reading.
Singapore, bringing friends together. Imagine eating bread stuffed with ice cream. We enjoyed this exquisite Singaporean dessert while biking on another afternoon. A trip to Singapore wouldn't be complete without a visit to the Gardens by the Bay, which contains the largest climate-controlled greenhouse in the world. One night, we splurged and stayed at the luxurious Marina Bay Sands Hotel. We felt like princesses as we swam in the world's largest rooftop infinity pool, 57 stories above the ground. There's nothing more fun than traveling with international friends and creating lifelong memories.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 exquisite 这个形容词。Exquisite 是指精美的或精致的。例如 ,these exquisite handicrafts were made by the aboriginals in the area. 这些精致的手工艺品是这个地区的原住民所制作的。或者是 ,the designer is famous for her exquisite taste. 这位设计师以精致的品味著称。Exquisite 也指极致的。例如 ,the device needs to be handled with exquisite care. 这个装置需要极度小心的使用。最后我们看 splurge 这个动词。splurge 是指挥霍或者是随意花钱。例如 ,Eric has enough money to splurge a bit on his vacation. Eric 有足够的钱让他可以在假期的时候稍微挥霍一下。 如果要说明在哪方面挥霍的话，是用 on 这个介系词。例如 ，Many rich guys are willing to splurge millions on luxury cars. 许多有钱人都愿意为了买豪华房车挥霍好几百万。或者是 Cynthia splurged her whole salary on clothes and shoes. Cynthia 把所有的薪水都撒在买衣服跟鞋子。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Well, Rebecca did a lot more. She says, imagine eating bread stuffed with ice cream. Hey, that's a great way to top off any day. Have a delicious dessert.
And actually, it was very delicious. It's like this special bread, colorful, sweet bread, and then there's flavorful ice cream.Inside of it. It's so delicious. Wow. I've never had anything like that before.
Rebecca, I got to go back to Singapore and try some of that.
Oh, you've been to Singapore?
I have. We don't have time to talk about it right now. You said something interesting here.
Yeah.
You said a trip to Singapore wouldn't be complete without a visit to the gardens by the bay.
Yes.
What did you mean? It's not complete without that visit?
No, exactly. It wouldn't be complete. So you might go to Singapore, butI think anyone who goes to Singapore should visit Gardens by the Bay.
Well, this reminds me of when I went to Singapore.
Okay.
I think a trip is not complete without visiting the hawker centers. You know, the places where there's lots of different kinds of food that you can buy for a cheap price. Did you go to the hawker centers, Rebecca?
I think we did, as a matter of fact. So you are right.
Mm-hmm.
A trip to Singapore would not be complete without...going to the hawker center.
Well, you also said, Rebecca,
yes,
that you didn't just buy cheap foods. You also splurged one night?
Yeah, that's a great word, too, actually. We splurged one night and stayed at the Marina Bay Sands Hotel. Now, you might be wondering, what does this word splurge mean? This just means that you spend a little extra money on something that maybe you wouldn't normally spend, but...It was a special occasion, so it's okay.
That's right. So you could splurge by getting a meal that's more expensive than normal, or buying clothes that are more expensive than normal, taking a more expensive trip than normal. Rebecca, could you also say that you spoiled yourselves one night?
Maybe a little bit, but I like to say it like this. We felt like princesses as we swam in the world's largest rooftop infinity pool.Yes, we were princesses.
All right, well, I think it's time for us to sing about your trip with Sing
It
Out.
Sing It Out.
非常好。
All right, Ben, we're talking about Singapore today.
Wow, great.
Can we sing about Singapore?
No problem. It'll go like this.
Singapore.
Hey.
Singapore. Yeah, Singapore.
I like it.
It's the place that we adore. I say Singapore is the place that we adore. Yeah.
Oh, why do we adore Singapore? Because it's got so many cool things.Like the Singapore Flyer, which is a big Ferris wheel, and it's got the world's second tallest observation wheel.
So that's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Singapore, Singapore, oh, yeah, Singapore, it's the place that we adore. Oh, Singapore, it's the place that we adore, yeah.
Well, you know, another thing that is cool about Singapore is it's a place that can really bring friends together.
Hey, Ben, speaking of friends, we've got some Singaporean friends really close by. Welcome Francis and Stephanie!
Woo!
Hey, guys, our Singaporean friends, high five!
Hey, yeah. Can you guys, can you guys help us sing this song?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
It's about Singapore.
Yeah.
I want to, ready, and...
Singapore, yeah. Singapore,
oh, yeah,
Singapore. It's the place that we adore.
Yeah, yeah,
Singapore. It's the place we adore.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys, can you guys help us sing it?With a little bit of a Singaporean flavor.
Like a Singapore twist?
Oh, yeah.
Singapore twist.
Singapore swing.
How would that go? Let's try it. In one, two, three, come on, go.
Singapore,
la la la.
Singapore,
la la la.
Singapore,
la la la.
Singapore,
la la la.
Singapore is the place that we adore.
Wow, that's all the time we have for now, but we want you guys to help us sing this part that we sing. At the end of each Sing It Out, we say, Sing It Out. Now, you guys try it the Singaporean way. One, two, ready, and
Sing It Out.
La. La. All right, well, I guess that's how we do it in Singapore.
One, two, three, four. Singapore,
la la la,
Singapore,
la 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 la,
Singapore, Singapore, it's the place that we adore.
Welcome to the luxurious Marina Bay Sands Hotel.
Thank you. This is my first time here in Singapore. Can you recommend some things for me to do?
Yes, of course. Have you heard about our infinity pool?
Infinity pool?
That's right. It's the world's largest. It's on the roof, 57 stories above the ground.
Wow!
Yes, you'll feel like a princess swimming in it.
Oh, that sounds expensive. But I guess I can splurge.
Nah, you won't have to. The pool is free for our guests.
Oh, well, that's great. What else do you recommend?
The Singapore Flyer. It's the world's second tallest observation wheel.
Oh, can I view Singapore from the sky?
It's beautiful.
Oh, wow.
You'll also enjoy Sentosa Island, but take an umbrella.
Oh, okay. But what can I do on the island?
You can soar through the air on a zip line.
Whoa, that sounds fun.
And feed fish at the aquarium. And take a picture with a pink dolphin.
Oh, a pink dolphin. Great.
Yes. Oh, and don't forget to sample Singaporean desserts, especially the bread stuffed with ice cream.
That sounds exquisite.
It is. And a Singapore trip wouldn't be complete without a visit to Gardens by the Bay.
Gardens by the Bay. I'll add that to the list.
You're bound to have fun creating lifelong memories.
Great. I can't wait.
You know, Rebecca, mm-hmm. I also enjoyed that infinity pool.
That's not true.
Okay, I lied. Hey,
yes.
Is it ever okay to lie?
We will find out next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then.